Ang pinakamalaking bangko sa Australia ay siya ding kumikita ng pinakamalaki. Ang kabuuang taong kita ay tumaas ng 3% sa halos 9.5 bilyong dolyar. Subalit katulad ng ibang bangko, ang Commonwealth ay humaharap sa mas malaking kompetisyon sa gitna ng humihinang palengke ng pabahay. Naglalagay din ito ng pressure sa kanilang margins ayon sa Peak Asset Management Analyst Nave Dagan dahil sa regulasyon ng mga tagapagbantay sa korporasyon para sa lahat ng bangko na magtago ng tinawag ng industriya na Tier 1 Capital ang pondong gagamitin kung sakaling humina ang ekonomiya.
Well, APRA is putting a lot of emphasis right now on the banks, not only on CBA to increase the Tier 1 capital ratio. And we saw CBA's Tier 1 ratio at 10.6%. So the more capital they obviously hold on the balance sheet, the more margin pressure they're going to have. So that is a bit of a concern.
Ito ang isa sa dahilan kung bakit hindi ipinasa ng mga bangko ang kabuuang antas ng interes na binawas ng Reserve Bank. Sinabi ng punong ehekutibo ng Combank na ito ay tungkol sa pagbabalanse ng kanilang stakeholders, hindi lamang ang 1.9 milyong kliyente na may mortgage sa kanila.
We also have 11 million deposit customers. And we also have 800,000 Australian households who own our shares directly and millions more who own our shares through their pension funds.
Iminungkahi ng tagasuring Dagan na ang mga shareholders ay kasalukuyang may mas magandang benepisyo kaysa sa mga kliyente.
Look, investors right now are cautious. They're obviously looking for fully franked dividends. The fact that CBA maintained its dividend, their yearly dividend at $4.20 per share, they're still sitting at around that 5%, 6% fully franked dividend yields. And if you compare that to cash, it's sitting around 1.5% in fixed income deposits. It is much, much better returns overall.
Idinagdag niya na ang bawas ng Reserve Bank sa antas ng interes ay dapat ipinasa sa mga namumuhunan.
But the fact globally that central banks around the world are sitting at zero interest rates globally does say that globally the wholesale cost of funding is cheap. So we feel that they should be passing on the full interest rates to investors.
Sumang-ayon naman ang leader ng oposisyon, Bill Shorten.
And it's not good enough for the banks to ignore credit card holders, mortgagees, and small businesses just in the pursuit of bigger and bigger bloated bottom lines.
Sinabi naman ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull na ang regular na pagharap ng mga pinuno ng bangko sa komite ng Senado sa ekonomiya ay gagawa ng pagkakaiba.
Is going to be constitute a very significant long-term change to the bank's culture, in my judgment, both our judgment. Because what it will mean is that the banks will have to formally and regularly provide a full explanation for their decisions about interest rates, for the manner in which they deal with customer complaints.
Samantalang ang focus ay nasa commercial banks, ginamit ni Gobernador Glenn Stevens ang kanyang talumpati upang balaan ang gobyerno na kailangan nilang kumilos ng karagdagan.
And I think this will complicate the fiscal discussion. We can't just assume that monetary policy can simply dial up the growth in demand that we need. We need to be realistic here.
Si Ginoong Stevens ay bababa sa pwesto sa susunod na buwan.